When young children have meals and snacks included as part of their childcare program, they're more likely to be in good health and less likely to be admitted after a hospital emergency department visit than children whose meals and snacks are provided from home. This is according to a new study from Boston University. Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network is here to tell us more.
The researchers focused on young children in five cities, including Baltimore, from low-income households who utilize child care subsidy. We know good nutrition in early childhood builds healthy bodies and minds, but this study goes further than that. They looked at the public policies that make good nutrition accessible.
You mentioned child care subsidy, or child care scholarship, as we call it in Maryland. When families have help affording quality care, it means those programs that provide healthy meals and snacks are actually within reach. What are some of the other benefits besides good nutrition?
This is where it gets really interesting. When children are healthy and food secure, parents have less stress. Beyond that, the family and taxpayers save money in reduced healthcare costs. It's a domino effect.
So, if we provide children with healthy food, they will have better odds of growing up healthy. Obviously. But seriously, it's a careful balance of public policies working together.
You're right, but the good news is that we know what works. The federally supported child and adult care food program is successful at providing meals for children via their child care program, sort of like a school lunch program for little kids. However, lots of providers say applying for it is too hard and often don't even bother. So if we streamline processes to get access to things like child and adult food program and child care scholarship, we can reach more children and have a healthier Maryland.
Healthy kids who become healthy adults is what it's all about. Thanks, Doug.